Parts of Callander's lakeshore are going to the dogs. Council recently amended the municipality's animal control bylaw to allow more lake access to local dogs. Previously, the only spot dog owners could bring their dog for a swim was at the boat launch at the north end of Centennial Park. With the recent alterations, Mayor Rob Noon noted, "We gave them four different spots now within the municipality to be off-leash with the dogs for swimming. One of those spots will be at Centennial Park. If you're standing near the pavilion, looking towards the lake, the dog-friendly area will be that small beach to your right. The beach isn't used by human swimmers much, so it will be a fine place for dogs to take a dip. However, with the creation of that dog area, let it be known that dogs will no longer be allowed off-leash for a swim at the Centennial Park boat launch. Nor will dogs be allowed to swim at the boat launch at the municipal dock on Lansdowne Street." Mayor Noon detailed, "We didn't like them around the cars and boats, so within the park itself is a safer option." Other locations now dog-friendly are Memory Tree Park, the beach at First Avenue near the public library, and the area by the pump at Sunbeam Park. Signs will be posted next spring at these four locations to clearly designate these off-leash areas. The topic came to council in early October. Local dog owner Maurice Millette stopped by council chambers with a petition in hand, signed by 107 like-minded residents. His mission was to give dogs more lake access. See, will Callander's dogs soon think life's a beach? They're a big part of people's lives, Mayor Noon said of the dogs, so we want everybody to enjoy the lake. And it's great for activity within the town, it helps get people out walking around, and I think it's good for all. We'll monitor it and see how everything goes, Noon added. Looks like it's time to buy your dog that beach towel after all, and just in time for Christmas. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.